In the ordinary halls of a British secondary school, something extraordinary begins to unfold. Charlie Spring, a year 10 student who endured brutal bullying after being outed as gay, finds himself seated next to Nick Nelson, a popular year 11 rugby player with an easy smile and kind eyes. What starts as casual morning conversations over shared snacks gradually transforms into something neither boy anticipated. Their friendship blossoms when Nick invites Charlie to join the rugby team, impressed by his natural speed. Those post-practice walks home become treasured moments filled with laughter and increasingly personal conversations. What makes their connection so captivating is its organic development, two people genuinely enjoying each other's company without pretense. Charlie develops feelings but dismisses them as hopeless, convinced Nick is straight. Meanwhile, Nick finds himself thinking about Charlie more than expected, confused by his growing desire to be around his new friend. Their relationship builds through small, meaningful moments, Nick defending Charlie against homophobic comments, Charlie helping with homework, and increasingly frequent texts when they're apart. In these seemingly minor interactions lies the foundation of something profound, a connection that will challenge both boys to reconsider who they truly are. Late at night, Nick Nelson replays interactions with Charlie, wondering why his heart races at their accidental touches and why Charlie's smile occupies his thoughts. Online searches for "Am I gay?" introduces him to concepts like bisexuality and sexual fluidity, creating space for his experience. Nick's journey isn't straightforward. As a popular athlete who's dated girls, he worries about others' reactions. At parties, friends urge him to reconnect with former girlfriends, creating tension between his public image and private feelings. He experiences moments of clarity, realizing he's jealous of Charlie's ex-boyfriend, followed by periods of doubt. Is this just friendship? Has Charlie somehow influenced him? The turning point comes during a sleepover at Charlie's house. During a vulnerable conversation, their hands touch and neither pulls away. Nick feels certain about his feelings. The next morning, he kisses Charlie, a brave act of self-acknowledgement that marks not an end to questioning, but a commitment to exploring his identity honestly with Charlie. Behind Charlie's quiet humor lies a painful history that shapes his relationships. The bullying he endured, verbal abuse, physical intimidation, and social isolation left deep psychological wounds and instilled a belief that his happiness matters less than others. This manifests in his relationship with Nick in subtle ways. When Nick asks to keep their relationship private, Charlie agrees instantly, despite how secrecy reminds him of darker times. He consistently prioritizes Nick's comfort over his own, appearing genuinely surprised when Nick mentions long-term plans together. Charlie's history with Ben Hope, an emotionally manipulative ex who only showed interest in private, further damaged his trust. His eating disorder and self-harm emerged as attempts to regain control during intense bullying periods. Charlie's healing journey is powerful because it's not solitary. His sister notices signs of declining mental health, friends provide support, and Nick learns to recognize Charlie's struggles without trying to fix everything. His gradual acceptance that he deserves happiness becomes one of the story's most profound arcs. Heartstopper creates a rich tapestry of supporting relationships beyond the central romance. Charlie's friends, Tao, Elle, and Isaac, form a protective circle, with Tao's initial suspicion of Nick gradually warming as the story progresses. Elle's journey as a transgender girl adds depth, especially through her developing feelings for Tao. Through her, we see both transgender-specific challenges and universal romantic uncertainties. Nick's rugby teammates represent a different social ecosystem. Some, like Imogen, who crushes on Nick, must adjust their expectations, while others embody the casual homophobia still present in teenage spaces. Family dynamics provide another dimension. Charlie's parents remain somewhat oblivious to his struggles, while his sister sees him more clearly. Nick's supportive single mother offers crucial acceptance when he comes out as bisexual, contrasting with common rejection narratives. These interconnected relationships create a community that reflects how real support networks function, imperfectly but essentially, showing how romantic love exists within a social context that can either nurture or hinder its growth. Technology is integral to Charlie and Nick's relationship in Heartstopper. Their connection develops through late-night texts and social media, alongside face-to-face interactions. Digital exchanges create a unique intimacy where Nick can express confusion about his sexuality and Charlie can communicate more clearly despite his anxiety. Their text conversations evolve meaningfully, starting as overthought casual messages before becoming frequent exchanges with shorthand and inside jokes. Late-night texts transform from friendly check-ins to spaces where important feelings first emerge. Nick's typing, deleting, and retyping captures the authentic vulnerability of digital communication. For Nick, Instagram represents a public identity he's not ready to change, explaining his hesitation to post pictures with Charlie. The story also shows Charlie facing homophobic messages online, demonstrating how prejudice follows LGBTQ youth into digital spaces. The portrayal succeeds by showing technology's seamless integration into teenage relationships. Conversations flow naturally between in-person and digital, recognizing that for today's teens, online interaction isn't separate from real life, but another space where relationships develop. Some of the most profound moments between Charlie and Nick occur without words. The story employs visual storytelling to convey emotions that exceed verbal expression, particularly for teenagers still developing emotional vocabulary. A lingering glance, fingers hesitantly intertwining, or a subtle shift in posture often communicate more than dialogue. Physical touch evolves as its own language. Each accidental brush of hands carries electric significance early on, while later, Nick reaching for Charlie's hand in public becomes as powerful as any verbal "I love you." Music serves as another connection language. Shared playlists express feelings they're not ready to verbalize, with Charlie's mixtape revealing depths of feeling more clearly than direct speech. Even their silences develop meaning. The comfortable quiet of studying together, the weighted pause after an argument, the peaceful morning watching the other sleep. This nonverbal communication authentically captures teenage experiences when emotions feel too vast for available words. In a world often hostile to LGBTQ plus youth, Heartstopper portrays relationships as sanctuary, where Charlie and Nick can be fully themselves. This connection fulfills our fundamental need for spaces where we can be truly seen. For Charlie, who endured bullying and betrayal, Nick becomes someone with whom he can finally exhale. There's a touching moment when Charlie realizes he's simply present and comfortable because Nick makes him feel safe. Nick finds in Charlie someone with whom he can explore his identity without judgment. Their relationship becomes a refuge not by isolating from the world, but by creating a secure base for authentic engagement. When facing homophobic comments together, the sting lessens with each other's support. They develop comfort rituals, tea during study sessions, reassuring texts, and quiet moments of closeness. Without minimizing challenges, Heartstopper offers hope that meaningful connection provides not just comfort, but courage to live openly, knowing there's always a safe place to return.